Stay tuned after the show for a message from Chevron.
Hey guys, welcome to the Nike YouTube channel. Today, we're going to talk to a lot of cool guests about sustainability and innovation. Stay tuned for more.
Nike's a big company, and we have a big responsibility to be combating climate change at every chance that we have.
You might recognize this. This is Earth. It's the only good planet in the solar system, and we need to take care of it.
I'm Anthony Adragna. This is Politico Energy. Since the Paris Agreement back in 2015, dozens of American companies have pledged to lower their emissions to net zero and be allies in the fight against climate change.
A promise between you and us and the planet.
Today we are making the commitment that by 2030, Microsoft will be carbon negative.
That might not sound like much to you, Idan, but believe us, it's not a promise that's easy to keep.
Many of these companies made strong moves and even stronger promises during the Trump years. But now they have an ally in the White House, and they want the federal government to help them make the road ahead easier. So today, I'm talking to Politico's sustainability editor, Lorraine Wellard, about what exactly they want the Biden administration to do. It's Thursday, April 15th, the day formerly known as Tax Day.
Dear President Biden, we, the undersigned businesses and investors with a major presence in the U.S.
Hundreds of businesses signed onto a letter this week with a very pointed message to Joe Biden. What was that?
These companies asked Biden to commit to cutting U.S. greenhouse gas emissions by at least 50% in the next decade, so by 2030.
If you raise the bar on our national ambition, we will raise our own ambition to move the U.S. forward on this journey. You can count on our support.
Who are some of the signatories of the letter that, you know, most caught your eye?
Apple.
Hewlett-Packard.
Microsoft.
PG&E Corporations.
We had some big energy companies, PG&E, Exelon. Some big retailers that you know, Gap.
REI.
Nike, IKEA, Walmart.
Cliff Bar. Starbucks.
So a lot of like consumer brands, familiar names, and big companies.
And were there any notable emissions that caught your eye?
Yes, nothing from fossil fuels on here. And you know what? You know who else was missing from this list is financial services companies. So they, you know, they're getting a double whammy, right? They're being asked to reduce their own emissions, but they're also being asked to reduce emissions in their lending portfolios. And none of them were on this list.
And a lot of these companies have their own climate pledges that they've set voluntarily. They say they're sticking by them. So what do you think is their motivation to kind of wade into the federal government policy fight on this?
Yeah, so this is interesting. I mean, you know, we entered into Paris and then we went into the Trump administration and kind of things ground to a stop, right? But a lot of these companies just kept going with their plans. So in a way, they are way ahead of government in Washington in this space. But what they want now is help.
Mr. President, we ask that you invest in a resilient, economically sound net zero emissions future for all.
If we're going to meet these ambitious targets, it can't be done without investing in a lot of big infrastructure, like the grid, electric vehicles. And so this is like big money that like companies can't do themselves, right? You need to actually have government step into the game.
Seems like what these companies are saying is they want the federal government to do its part to fight climate change by doing things like modernizing the grid, because that will help them meet these their own commitments, right?
Exactly, right. Like a lot of these companies are big buyers of renewable power, right? But I guess at a certain point, you know, you hit a wall. Like if everybody rolled out their electric cars tomorrow, you know, would they be able to plug into the grid? No, probably not, because the grid isn't ready.
And as I mentioned, you know, these are generally voluntary commitments that these companies have made. Do we have any indication that they would ever be open to something like federal regulations or oversight of, you know, whether they're actually meeting these commitments? Is that something we have a sense of?
Well, that's a fight that's happening right now. So the Securities and Exchange Commission, Commissioner Gary Gensler, he has talked about sort of holding feet to the fire, companies' feet to the fire on how they're reporting things like their emissions and their risk from climate change. But You know, this is kind of complicated stuff when you get into the weeds of the finances of these companies and how do you measure certain things. So there's a big fight going on, and there's frankly is no guarantee that the financial regulators are actually going to adopt rules to force these companies to report on what they're doing.
What role are we expecting the corporate community to play in next week's climate summit at the White House, if we know at this point?
Yeah, we don't know. And we've been kind of asking that question. We haven't heard of any companies that have been invited to attend or any, you know, any sectors, you know, who've been asked to make a pledge. You know, the White House, when they announced this event, you know, suggested that corporate America would be represented. But we don't know who's going to be there. I think it's interesting that, you know, corporate America has been really working hard at this. I mean, some of it is greenwashing, some of it's marketing and virtue signaling. But, you know, a lot of companies really are trying to do the right thing. They're buying a lot of renewable energy. They're converting their fleets to electric. They're making progress, right? They've been making progress since Paris. So, you know, in a way, they've kind of been lapping Washington in the climate space.
Also, a big water infrastructure bill is likely to move through the Senate next week. Yesterday, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said he plans to move the Drinking Water and Wastewater Infrastructure Act once the chamber is done considering actions on anti-Asian hate crimes. The bill, which, yes, is infrastructure, has bipartisan support and was approved by the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee by unanimous vote. If passed and signed into law, this bill would reauthorize the Drinking Water State Revolving Fund at boosted levels and increase the focus on small and disadvantaged communities in federal grant and loan programs. For more news on energy and the environment, subscribe to our newsletter at politico.com/morningenergy. If you want to support our show, the best way to do it is by leaving us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. I'm Anthony Adragna. Talk to you again tomorrow.
Chevron is lowering the carbon emissions intensity of their operations, exploring renewable fuels of the future, and investing in low-carbon technologies. Because it's only human to protect the home we share. Learn more at chevron.com/lowercarbon.